There is a lot of movement today in Arkansas and Indiana to try to stem the backlash against new religious freedom laws that critics say would allow discrimination, particularly against gays and lesbians. Lawmakers in Indiana today announced changes they intend to make to their law, which is only a week old. Here's Indiana's Senate President, Republican David Long.
So in reaching the agreement to clarify the law, which will unequivocally state, as the speaker said, in the strongest possible terms, that Indiana's RFRA law does not and will not be able to discriminate against anyone, anywhere, at any time. We are hopefully putting an end to this misrepresentation of what this law was really intended to be, and it's really more the misperception, I think, is a better word to say.
Meanwhile, in Arkansas, lawmakers are scrambling today to change their state's religious freedom bill at the request of Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson. Elizabeth Dias is a correspondent for Time. The magazine's new cover story is Freedom Fight: How a Showdown Over Religion and Gay Rights is Changing the Culture War. Elizabeth's with us from Washington. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, what do you think of all of this, having looked into this for this Time cover story? Two very public reversals in two very Republican states on these religious freedom bills in just a matter of days.
Right. Well, it's certainly been explosive. And religious freedom bills, you know, they're not new. Laws are not new. Many states have them. It dates back to President Bill Clinton's early days. And I think it gets at, and this is what we really talk about in our cover, it's a question that's at the heart of American politics from before America was even a country. You know, whose rights are more at risk? Is it, as we say in the piece, the believer whose religious convictions are out of step with political power, or is it the person whose freedoms run afoul of the believer's faith? And you know, as state legislatures around the country are trying to work this out, and they have competing political interests going on, it inevitably ends up in the courts. And I think it's really important to frame this entire conversation in light of what the Supreme Court will be hearing in just 4 weeks. What's potentially a landmark case on marriage equality. So I think the political climate is really shaping how this conversation is playing out across the country.
But it is changing so quickly. I think that's the thing that's so interesting here is when you say whose rights are most at risk, it appears that the Republican legislators and the Republican governors in these two states, Indiana and Arkansas, a week ago thought that the people whose rights were more at risk were those who had religious objections to certain things rather than to gays and lesbians who might be discriminated against. But even Governor Asa Hutchinson in Arkansas, he was going to sign his state's legislation even after the backlash in Indiana and then backed off, and he asked lawmakers to revise the bill. Let's listen to what he said here.
This is a bill that in ordinary times would not be controversial. But these are not ordinary times.
And he noted that there's a big generational gap on these issues and that his own son had signed a petition asking him to veto the bill.
Absolutely. This is something that we're seeing generationally, and it's a specific challenge, I think, to conservative religious right movements that have historically held power. You know, and we're seeing the marriage equality question is really the last or one of the last big questions, right? They've in many ways lost, you know, the culture war on abortion, and I think they're grasping at this reality that marriage could be next and trying to reevaluate their place in the American political system.
Well, is that what all this is about? Is, as you say, the Supreme Court case that's coming up and the fact that a number of states this year have gay marriage legal or marriage equality, they didn't last year, that this is just a last ditch effort to try to move in a different direction?
I think it depends who you ask, but the conservative religious right groups would say it's not about their own loss of power; it's the rise of another group's power, and that would be what they would term as the sexual revolution. But at the same time, it's a change in how the government, what the government's compelling interest is in how we understand personhood. And whenever that changes historically as a nation, we have to reconcile with what does that mean for our laws. So absolutely. I mean, this is religious freedom has become really a buzzword in many cases in religious right communities just for the battle against gay rights.
Well, and how much did businesses, including Walmart, which came out against the bill in Arkansas, how much did the business community play into this quick reversal, do you think?
A key role. I mean, Walmart comes out and you hear from Apple. I mean, it's just
NCAA in Indiana.
It's, Right. It's completely dramatic. And I think that's something that the religious right communities are really going to have to grapple with. I mean, is a petition to Walmart in response to, quote, you know, support religious liberty, is that going to be enough? I'm not sure with the financial impact.
Elizabeth Dias, correspondent for Time. She reported the magazine's new cover story, Freedom Fight, How a Showdown Over Religion and Gay Rights is Changing the Culture War. Elizabeth, thanks.
Thank you so much.